Sweet old Chris was talking about my asshole.
Everybody talks about your ass.
Yeah, right. He called me an asshole.
He kind of did.
Dead. Jim, you're an asshole.
Oh, I missed that apparently. Seriously?
Yeah.
at the very end. He said, Gavin, come on down. We're waiting for you. And Jim, you're an asshole.
I did hear that. You're right.
He said you're an asshole for not coming down.
Yeah, that was so hot, man. I just started beating off right there in the office.
Lord.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yeah, that was so hot, man. I just started beating off right there in the office.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. This is episode 2266 of the BFO for Wednesday the 5th of October 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the hurricane and, yes, Big Fatty. Hello, evacuators. Big Fatty, do you need to run to the toilet? No. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're evacuators today. Well, Big Fatty, don't you have some sort of special music? I don't know if I do or not, but let's look. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, looks like Hurricane Matthew is gonna get a little closer to Charleston than originally thought. So, y'all, on Tuesday, y'all, the governor of South Kakalaki said that there was to be an evacuation. Big Fatty, was she talking about your colon? No, of the coastal counties. And so, y'all, that includes Charleston. And y'all, Big Fatty, and the coal mine, y'all, the coal mine, they put out the word on Tuesday afternoon that the coal mine would be closed Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So y'all, it appears that it's going to be a humdinger, Big Fatty, a humdinger, I wasn't 100% sure what I was going to do, what am I trying to say, Big Fatty? We don't know. Oh, y'all, the cellular telephonic device rang. Right after the governor made her remarks, and y'all, it was one of the owners of the Hara Hotel. Yes, Big Fatty, and he said, "Big Fatty, you and Granny need to get on over here." You didn't mention Durwood, Big Fatty. You know he included Durwood. Well, I'm sure he did, but you know he was especially looking out for the elderly. Yes, Big Fatty. And I said, "Well," he says, "Now we've got the give your friend a hand weekend going on over here, so the Hara Hotel is book solid, Big Fatty, as in garden solid." No, but the hotel next door, he says, we've got some rooms over there, but I have a feeling they're going to be going fast. And and I said, "Well, let me get in touch with Granny and see what's going on and everything." And I just thought it was terribly, terribly kind for them to offer up a room so Granny and I could evacuate in Durwood. And And so, y'all, I went and I tried to get Granny on the FaceTime. Big Fatty, why would you ever want to do that? A phone call is not as bad. Well, I know. But anyway, y'all, Granny was in a meeting. He was in a meeting. And y'all, and then I got a testimonium from Chris saying, are you going to be evacuating? And Big Fatty, everybody wants to know about your bowels. No, not leaving town. Oh, Granny called me back, and this made me kerfuffle. Granny says, well, you know, Granny works at the nursing home. Big Fatty, is that what he's saying? He lives there. He acts like he doesn't. Well, the residents think he's one of them. Well, everybody does. What am I trying to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. They were deciding what they were going to do. Y'all, Granny has to evacuate with the people from the nursing home. Big Fatty, he'll be with his people. It's true. And y'all, they are evacuating to a town near the Georgia-South Kakalaki border, which is fair, but on the South Kakalaki side, it's probably about 20 miles from the Horror Hotel. But y'all, Granny's got to stay with the... He's got to stay with the old people. Yes, Big Fatty, it'll be a poop fest. It's true, y'all. They'll all be sleeping like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty, poop in the bed. He's got to hang out with them. Big Fatty, I know they'll enjoy pudding time. It's true. I texted Durwood, or you know, Pocketbook, and you know, he's very important, y'all. I don't know if you knew that or not. He's very important. And I told him that the room had been offered over at the Metropolis complex. He said, well, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. And I said, well, this has been offered. And y'all, you know, he says, I'm going to have to look after the family business. So I don't know if I'm going to evacuate or not. I said, well, you know, you just let me know, and I'll let you know what I'm going to do. I called back the owner of the Horror Hotel and said, you were very kind to offer the room. And I said, I think I'm going to take you up on it. And he goes, okay, well, when are you coming? And y'all, I initially said I was going to come over Tuesday night. He says, all right, well, I probably won't see you till Wednesday, but come on. And I said, I'll probably try to come back on Saturday as the storm is leaving the area. That way I can beat the crowds back. Yes, Big Fatty. I sent Chris a testimonium, and y'all, they've got me all set up. And y'all, then I'm driving home here to the villa, and I'm thinking, you know, my plan was to leave Tuesday night about 8 p.m. in the evening and drive on over there because, y'all, what they're going to do, they're going to reverse the expressway, the 26, as they say out there in the California, so that all lanes are going out of town. So both sides of the expressway, the interstate, are going to be going out of town. And y'all, it'll be a cluster is what it's going to be. So y'all, I said, well, I'll go out on Tuesday night before all of that mess starts. And y'all, on the way home, I kept thinking, you know, I'm not sure I want to drive at night on these back roads. It's just this, y'all, the older I get, the less I like to drive at night. So I sent Chris a testimonium, and I said, you know, I think I'm going to, if it's not too much trouble, I think I'm going to get up and leave early Wednesday morning. and head on out then. And y'all, that gives me another, you know, I can see how the updates are coming in, you know, because Wednesday is when they said they'd have a much better idea of what the storm was going to do. And y'all, so I've decided I'm going to wait till Wednesday morning before I head over to the Horror Hotel. And y'all, they asked me if I wanted to participate in the Give Your Friend a Hand weekend's activities, and I said, you know, I think I'm going to pass. Big Fatty, you know, Jim is going to be over there. It's true, and that's one of the reasons I'm going to... Big Fatty, it is not. It's, well, y'all, I just, you know, I don't want to cramp anybody's style or anything like that, but anyway, I'm just going to pass, and y'all, I'm just going to go over there and enjoy some peace and quiet, I'll probably worry myself sick about the villa. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all have been bringing in the plants. And, Big Fatty and the elderly. No, the elderly is going to the Horror Hotel. Oh, okay. Y'all, that's where I am right now. Ooh, and y'all, I'm gonna take the potable studio with me. So y'all, I'll keep you up to date as best I can. Y'all, that pretty much is the what's going on with the hurricane. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, today the 5th of October, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty, and they're very special today, it's true, little bitty school, but no, very special as an impotent. Oh, okay. This is a novelty. It's a novelty today, y'all. It is the celebration of exiting of the birth canal of two, I say, two former number one fans of the BFO. Y'all, the first one, y'all, he lives out there in Dallas. Big Fatty, I only know one person that lives in Dallas. Is that Tim and James? Oh, no, I forgot. I forgot they lived in Dallas. Well, they're moving, though. And they've been busy decorating for the Halloweeny, it's true. But y'all, it is that Joe and that Big Fatty, we love Joe in Dallas, it's true. And y'all, then, our second number one fan of the BFO, who's having a celebration of exiting the birth canal today, y'all, you know he's going to have a good time because his other half is down there at Give Your Friend a Hand a weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, he's the host of that Stick It with a Poke every Saturday night. Big Fatty, you'll miss it this Saturday, I will. But y'all, it is a Gavin. It is Gabby. Yes, Big Fatty. He was at the Horror Hotel recently. He was there for the Pwn Star Weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. So, y'all, if you see the lovely Joe in Dallas or the crazy as hell, and Big Fatty, he sounded kind of lonely because Jim wasn't there. Well, I know, but I think he's got a date with his left hand. Oh, Big Fatty Squeaking Gentleman Cola approves of that. Okay, but anyway, y'all, if you see Joe in Dallas or Gavin on the 20 or the Face Space, y'all wish both of these former number one fans of the BFO a very happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I know Jim's not around, but I hope that both Joe in Dallas and Gavin get a big old piece of cake. gotcha. Y'all, on Monday night, Big Fatty went out and filled up the Ford Escape with petroleum. Y'all is impotent if you got a big storm coming to keep your gas tank full. Big Fatty, your gas tank is always full. No, I meant petroleum. Oh, very different. And y'all paid $1.94. And y'all, there wasn't anybody waiting in line. Y'all, by the time they had announced the evacuations, they said that stations were already running out of gas, and people were the long lines to get gasoline. So, but y'all, because if the power goes off, the pumps won't run, whether they got gas or not. Yes, Big Fatty. The turnip head. Y'all, he sent me a joke, and I thought I'd share it with you. Big Fatty, this one, I had to think twice about this one. I did too, but I'm gonna read it anyway, and y'all see if y'all get it. Here it is. It's a ha 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 from the turnip head, and it's a question, and it says, "What do you call a one-eyed deer?" And y'all, the answer is no idea. Fanny, and y'all, it's N-O-E-Y-E-D-E-E-R. Big Fanny, what if you got one eye? It's no, instead of N-O-I-D-E-A. Big Fanny, isn't that a palate? Not a palindrome. It's not a palindrome. That's for forward and backwards. Is that a simile what is it? Two words that sound the like but are spelled different. Big Fatty, we don't know. It's a joke, and I still don't get it. But anyway, turnip head, thank you so much. Big Fatty, you know who we hadn't had a joke from lately? Yeah, I know a couple of people we hadn't had a joke. We hadn't heard from old Decker. You know, try out some of his material, Big Fanny, hadn't heard from him, and we hadn't heard from that Jimmy Maya. Big Fanny, we need some kerfuffles in this time of need. I guess it's true. Y'all, also, I forgot to mention this when I was talking about the hurricane. Y'all, after I had accepted the invitation of the horror hotel, y'all, I got a testimonium from that Drusilla Blomey up there in the Columbia, South Kakalaki, and he says, "Big Fatty, if you need a place to stay, you're welcome here." And I said, "Well, you know, that is just the kindest thing for somebody to do." And I just, I'm just touched, Big Fatty. You are touched, as in short, but no, I mean, I'm touched. What is it I'm trying to say, Big Fatty? You just go ahead and try to figure it out. It's fun just to listen to you try to figure out how you gonna say you're touched. How do I want to say, Big Fatty? Just leave it as your touch. You're just touched, Big Fatty. Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I'm gonna miss out on the coupon. The senior citizens discount, because y'all will be evacuating. Big Fatty, maybe they'll have toilet paper, adult diaper. No, not that kind of a... Oh, okay. But anyway, y'all, I'll keep you informed as to what's going on as best I can. But we'll be over at the Horror Hotel starting for tomorrow's little show. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Stick It With a Poke. Big Fatty, that's Gavin's birthday today. It's true. And y'all, Jim's going to be over at the Horror Hotel for Give Your Friend a Hand weekend. And Jim, when you heard I was coming over there, what did you think?
That was so hot, man. I just started beating off right there in the office.
Oh, Big Fatty, we got a wet cleanup in the office. Vulgar!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.